Thank you, Helen. Well, let's look also at the water, but also the question of whether you can make a sieve float, because Edward Lear famously sent the Jumblies to sea in a sieve and everyone said they would drown. But if they were in a sieve that had been treated by two Chinese researchers, Chin Min Pan and Min Wang, who are researchers at the Herbin Institute of Technology in China, maybe they wouldn't have drowned after all, because what these pair of researchers have managed to do is to turn sieves into waterproof boats. It's an astonishing piece of physics, but what they do is to take a meshwork, which is, it's a bit like chicken wire, but on a miniature scale, and you dip this in some cleansant. So you clean the surface so the metal is nice and polished and shiny. Then they treat it with silver. So you dip it into a silver solution and you get silver depositing on the surface. And then they treat it with a material called dodecanoic acid, which is sort of fatty acid. And when you put this sieve-like material in water, it just floats and it will even hold a huge cargo. You can put lots of sand in little pots inside it and it won't sink until, of course, you overwhelm the sides with water and then it will sink. So it's working just like a boat. To find out why this works, they zoomed in with a very powerful microscope on the surface of the material, and you can see tiny dendrites, branches of silver on the surface, on all the bits of metal from the meshwork, and the silver dendrites give it a very big surface area to which this dodecanoic acid, which is fatty, sticks. So you then get this super hydrophobic, which means super water-hating surface, which coats the meshwork, and this traps a layer of air against the mesh because it hates water so much, and this means that the boat then repels water and it floats.
But we have boats that work quite well already, don't we? Why do we need to have sieves made into boats?
Well, they do point out that, yes, at the moment this is a bit ahead of its time. There's no immediate obvious application for this. But they say that you could see this being used in things like small underwater robots, in microfluidic devices, but also if you could scale it up to the big scale, because it traps a layer of air against the hull, if you like, then what you could do is use it to cut down drag enormously, because boats, when they're going through the water, obviously pull water onto the surface, and that creates resistance to the movement of the boat, and the boat has to burn more fuel to get through the water. If it was to ride on a cushion of air trapped by this substance, then this would save energy.
Excellent.